The National Water Commission, NWC, is taking decisive steps to deal with non-revenue water. That is, water it produces but doesn't earn from. Corporate Public Relations Manager Charles Buchanan sat down with Ian Boyne to explain the steps being taken by the NWC to reduce non-revenue water.
You are losing about 53% of the water that you produce. That's totally unacceptable, and, Mr. O'Connor. What's being done about that?
That's a big problem. And all of the solutions that we are working on for dealing with drought and climate change resilience in the future includes tackling this problem of non-revenue water. 53%, as you indicated, is the estimate for Kingston and St. Andrew. We signed a co-management agreement with one of the leading international companies which deal with non-revenue water and water efficiency.
Uh-huh.
They're based out of Israel.
Yes.
So they have quite some experience in treating with conditions where you have very little water and you're yet able to survive. And the plan is that within the next 5 years, the National Water Commission will chop this non-revenue water in the corporate area from the present estimate of 53% to bring it down in the first 2 years to about 37%, then to 30%, and by the fifth year, they're expected to bring it to 20%.
Yeah. And what do you mean by non-revenue water?
Non-revenue water is really water that is produced and treated by the National Water Commission, but for which we get no money. And this includes water lost due to leaks, but also it includes a good thing like water supplied at hydrants to the fire service. But it also has another bad component, which is water which is used by persons who don't pay for it.
And you have whole communities who don't pay any water.
There are large areas. And even in some areas where they don't look like water theft is occurring,
it is.
We have found it to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there is a significant need for a culture change in our approach to water. We have to recognize its preciousness, and we also have to recognize that there are significant costs involved in delivering it to persons. The minister loves to remind people that about 70% of every glass of water that they get is really foreign exchange, because we have to buy pipes and fittings in foreign exchange. We have to buy chlorine and alum and other chemicals used in the process. And most of what we have to do comes at a significant cost to the commission. So we need to be paid for it.
What are you doing about all the leaks?
We repair on average each month about 3,500 leaks.
That many leaks?
Yes. But it also is a function of the age of the network. So you really need to replace more of those pipes with newer pipes that are less prone to leaks.
Is your project to do
and
that?
This project we have just signed will be doing a lot of that in the Kingston and St. Andrew area.
Okay.
And every other major project that NWC is doing across the country includes a component that deals with reducing non-revenue water. It's one of the biggest challenges we face and is the highest priority of the National Water Commission right now.
What are things that individuals can do at this time to mitigate the drought, to deal with the water wars?
In the first instance, we want persons to take seriously the issue, to recognize that there really is a drought on. It's not a creation of the National Water Commission. El Nino has created some issues for us. Climate change is having an impact. And we have to treat with water differently from the way we have treated in the past. So conservation is important. But we also find a way of connecting some other initiatives that the National Water Commission is presently doing with this need. Because if persons ensure that they pay their water bills, it would then give us more resources to be able to do some of the projects which we need. Right now, as part of the strategy, we're engaging to put back about 5 wells into service in the corporate area as a matter of emergency.
Yeah.
We're also looking at another 5 wells that we have out in the St. Catherine area to put those into operation in the shortest possible time.
Corporate Public Relations Manager with the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.